Hi there. Here's a totally free outside the box. Today's topic is, why money? In previous outside the box features, I've asked basic questions like, why vote? Or, why work? Here's another, why money? Money didn't come from the Neanderthals. It was created several thousand years ago as a convenience to simplify economic exchanges. Imagine going shopping for fruit or bowls and having to haul around cows or whatever we had to trade. Instead, we could sell our cows, get money, and use that to get fruit and bowls. But along with providing conveniences, money's created problems as well. For many, getting it and spending it has become an obsession, if not an addiction. In past centuries, a farmer could get seed to plant and pay it back when the harvest came in. Debts were small and generally repaid quickly. But today, we're living in a U.S. economy with a $14 trillion debt and millions of people with negative net worth, thanks in part to our money system. Money allows us to consume more, maybe too much. It gives us the flexibility to buy things from anywhere in the world, not just what's available through local exchange. It also disconnects us from what we consume. We're not directly trading our labor or our resources for something else we need, just pieces of paper. Some question the value, pardon the pun, of money because it's been substituted for local people and relationships as our security blanket. Who needs friends or family if we've got enough cash, income, or stocks? But not everyone is stuck in the money system. In an earlier Outside the Box, I talked about freegans who scavenge free food. There are lots of people who are intentionally living with as little money as possible, and even a few who are living money-free. Author Mark Boyle has spent the last 2.5 years in England living without any money. In his book, Moneyless Man, which describes his first no-money year, he advocates for less dependence on money because he believes the economy would have more free, pay-it-forward kinds of exchanges without it. His goal is more giving without the expectation of getting something in return, which he contrasts with money as the medium of exchange. Boyle is not the only moneyless person. There's Heidi Marie Schwermer in Germany, who's lived without money since 1996. Daniel Suelo has been cash-free since 2000, living in a cave in Utah part of the year and traveling the rest. He maintains a blog at zerocurrency.blogspot.com. The blog mentions a few others living without money in Western countries. Peace Pilgrim was probably the best-known moneyless person in recent times, a woman who walked and rode several times across the U.S. for over 30 years until her death in 1981. Almost every day during those years, she talked to groups about how to achieve peace, both external and internal. She walked or got rides from town to town and depended on hosts for food and shelter or camped out. More about her another time. When we get out of our Western mindset, money isn't the necessity we might think it is. There are millions of Hindu sadhus in India living a homeless, rupee-less life dependent on the generosity of others. And of course, there are other cultures that exist entirely on barter or have created a community-wide economy that covers all its members without the need for money. What would you do if money suddenly disappeared tomorrow? Would you be screwed or would you do fine? I'm Larry Danziger, searching for security without having to pay for it.